Followers and friends and participants, gallery view, which speaker view supplants, meeting attendants, who for now are mute or worse, unmute, a word I might dispute even exists, whether verb or adjective. Is this life? Is this how you want to live? Nose scratches broadcast, thoughts shrunk to an icon or two, clap, thumbs up. And if you leave your mic on while others talk, your faintest sighing framed in gold light like a vanity mirror? Named on your little tile, you can't slip out unseen. Self-surveilled, your eye contact on screen seems off. Don't look at people. Focus where the tiny camera is that proves you're there. Bookcase prop and real or fake bouquet behind you, well-dressed only to the waist as if in a casket, top half on display. Here's another weirdness to be faced. You're in the gallery. You're shown as one of your own satellites, as if the sun were both a planet and the Copernican magnet for all planets. Yes, I can undo all this and activate the hide self feature. Where was that again? It's hidden nearly as neatly as the moon's dark side. But that's like suicide. It feels forbidden now that I'm linked to the beloved spectator who is myself, light source and shadowed crater. Here, as professor, I am host. Enable the waiting room, and one by one, admit my students etherized around a table in the platonic classroom where they sit or recline in bed. Protest this? I don't dare. Full roster. Nobody's ill. Smile and wave hello. A new habit. Can you hear me? Share screen. Clicking a doc I thought to save to desktop on my laptop. This is normal. Mixed metaphors, and no term we have chosen ourselves. Whether our verse was free or formal, we thought we were free thinkers. Oops, you're frozen, we're bound to say. We sign on for more jargon. Paste in the password. Try to join again. The baby has been brought up in a bubble. No outside people. She's Generation C for coronavirus. Naturally, somebody clever came up already with that label to spread like another germ. Okay, boomer is what I am. And on a whim or weekends, her mother, my millennial offspring, sends an invitation. Am I in the room or am I not? To find out, Lena leans forward to try to taste my virtual head. And failing at that, lifts a light bulb screwing sort of wave, a wrist twist like a queen's. Real life at a social distance, almost dead. What on earth can she think we think we're doing? You're done, Randall. You were my first Zoomed memorial service. Sadly, not the last. Was it recorded? Will it be exhumed one day to show the mourners of the past, the talking heads in rows who told old stories about you, laughing, crying, unaware we're under headstones in real cemeteries? On the other hand, who says what's really there? Memory zooms you back, a neuroheaven. I see you still, wiping a dripping brow with your ever-ready giant handkerchief. Shocking you died of something else, and even stranger, you're more present in our grief, more three-dimensional than we are now.